Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report.
A recent report from Britain's Parliamentary Energy and Climate Change Committee calls on government to increase its support for wave and tidal power and establish long-term goals for marine energy, reports the UK Guardian. Not to do so risks repeating the mistakes which caused the country to lose its early lead in the developing wind power industry. The report claims that the UK could become a leading exporter of wave and tidal power equipment and expertise if the government adopts a more visionary approach to developing marine energy. 7 of the 8 full-scale prototype devices installed worldwide are in UK waters, making the country the current world leader in the development of wave and tidal energy technologies. The government says that marine power could provide up to 27 gigawatts of capacity in the UK by 2050, about 40% of current demand. Much of this marine power is expected to be deployed after 2020. The report recommends that government boost investor certainty by aiming to make marine energy competitive by 2020. Britannia really could rule the waves when it comes to marine renewable energy, said committee chairman Tim Yao.
For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.